Now that Bloomington's drive-up coronavirus site is testing some asymptomatic people, how will public health officials get the word out?
So just any interaction that we're having with the public, we make sure that those individuals are aware of that so they can help us promote it.
That's Jessica McKnight from the Health Department. I'm Ryan Denham, and this is WGLT's The Leadoff.
Support for WGLT's The Leadoff comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are willing to support it financially. Contribute at WGLT.org.
It's Thursday, April 52nd. Just kidding, it's April 30th. Coming up, what you need to know to start your day. It's The Leadoff from WGLT, Bloomington Normal's public media. Now let's lead off with a lot more people being able to get tested for the coronavirus in Bloomington Normal. The drive-up testing site at the Interstate Center is now taking those without symptoms if they support critical infrastructure. That's employees at grocery stores, restaurants, childcare centers, and more. McLean County Health Department Director Jessica McKnight says they're trying to get the message out.
Putting that on social media, working with our media partners to promote this. The Emergency Management Agency, they're also doing a really good job of getting that information out to the public via their social media. So again, just using any chance we have where we're interacting with the public.
The site has tested around 3,000 people since opening last month, but it's running well below daily capacity there and has room for more. McLean County reported no new confirmed coronavirus cases yesterday. Our total stands at 94. Most people have already recovered. Statewide, there were 2,200 new cases yesterday and 144 new deaths. The state now has over 50,000 cases. Meanwhile, a second Republican state lawmaker has filed a lawsuit seeking to block Governor J.B. Pritzker's stay-at-home order. Representative John Cabello is from McChesney Park near Rockford. He's challenging the governor's extension of that order through May. Cabello argues that that's the legislature's call. And his attorney, Tom DeVore, says it's about separation of powers, not the governor's job performance.
That is politics and human condition getting in the way of what really is, even though it's very complicated and it's a very, important, it's a narrow issue.
The lawsuit was filed on behalf of all Illinois residents in what's called a representative action. Earlier this week, a Southern Illinois judge sided with Republican Representative Darren Bailey in a similar challenge. The state is appealing that decision. Governor Pritzker has been critical of both lawmakers, calling them irresponsible. Here's some other stories we're following in the WGLT newsroom. Woodford County State's Attorney Greg Minger says he will not prosecute or enforce Governor Pritzker's extended stay-at-home order. Woodford County has had 12 cases and one death. Unit 5 says it's now delivered over 50,000 breakfast and lunch meals to its students since the schools closed. It's now making plans to continue meal distribution into the summer. And Connect Transit riders won't have to pay fares through at least June 7th. That's both Fixed Route and Connect Mobility Service. It's a way to keep riders separated from bus drivers. See more on these stories at WGLT.org. It's hard for colleges to know what the new school year will look like amid the pandemic. Illinois Wesleyan and Illinois State Universities and Heartland Community College are doing more work than usual because they have to be ready for several different possibilities. WGLT student reporter Darnisha Mitchell has more.
There are many scenarios in play. A regular in-person semester, an all-online term, and variations of in-between. Illinois State University President Larry Dietz says he's betting on something in between that may require some in-person courses, some socially distanced classes, and some online offerings.
Obviously, the most important thing is the health and safety of our faculty, staff, students, and our community. So that's going to be of utmost importance and will guide our decision making.
Colleges can even offer a choice to students whether to attend in person or view online. That's one possibility Illinois Wesleyan University is considering. If all classes were to remain online, IWU Provost and Dean Mark Brodel says they're also looking at ways to help students whose majors require hands-on and in-person material. Brodel says there are things like a lab in a box sent to students to conduct labs at home. Theater majors could do virtual interactions with other students and instructors. He also raises the idea of having only students and majors that need in-person instruction on campus while others remain at home. IWU could switch terms around, having fall classes over the summer, spring courses in the fall, and summer classes in the spring to help first-year students adjust to online classes and current students to remain in classes to graduate on time. Rodel says IWU is also exploring how to fit internship experiences and student orientation into socially distanced practices.
For our students who will be new to Illinois Wesleyan starting in the fall, we feel that it's very important for them to, if we can, bring them onto campus so they can feel like they're going to college, that this is a part of this place and their identity, and they're really bonding with one another and making the connections with faculty.
Some students lack access to resources that would make an online experience adequate. Colleges and universities have had some practice in the spring dealing with those factors, but need to improve. Heartland Community College President Keith Cornell says they check out laptops and mobile hotspots to students that don't have computers or strong internet service. Cornell says Heartland works with local internet providers to help students as well. All three institutions says improving faculty is a goal too. The spring semester was a rush job, and some professors had a tough time making a smooth pivot. Heartland's Keith Cornell says they plan summer workshops for professors to certify them to teach online.
If the crisis were to continue, which we know it will, at least through the summer, that we will have all of our faculty prepared with that element of teaching online.
At IWU, Mark Brodel says staff discovered weaknesses in the learning management system. He said there were issues with posting content, providing feedback to students, and delivering resources that IWU is improving for the future. All the planning in the world won't help if students don't come. Some may defer entry or take a year off because they don't feel they get as much online as they do in person. There are some danger signs. Deposits are down at ISU. Summer enrollment at Heartland is off. But Keith Cornell and others say it's too early to say because of extended commitment deadlines.
I think we'll see people come back, even in an online environment, to continue their education. And we're going to be prepared to serve them in that way.
IWU is thinking about continuing classes through the summer to keep students on track. In the meantime, Mark Brodel encourages students to reach out to advisors to construct a plan to graduate on time.
What we would suggest is going ahead and taking some of those classes that you might have been putting off until your junior or senior year and taking them now, the ones that, you know, don't demand so much in-person interaction, and the ones then that you would really benefit from that in-person interaction, can you take them later on?
Brodel says the ability of students to afford college will become a bigger concern during the coming recession, and that's something colleges and universities will have to address. IWU, ISU, and Heartland also offer a final word of comfort. The situation isn't going to last forever. I'm Darnisha Mitchell.
More on this and a related story about ISU students with reservations about enrolling in the fall if it's online only at WGLT.org. Thanks for listening to The Leadoff. A reminder, this is our virtual spring fun drive, and support for podcasts like this comes from listeners like you. Contribute right now at WGLT.org.